time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The president ousted Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin Wednesday, as usual, doing it via Twitter.
Well, after weeks of uncertainty, David Shulkin is out as Secretary of Veterans Affairs, the last Obama-era carryover in the Trump cabinet. He was in good favor with the president until he wasn't. He took heavy incoming fire after an internal report showed, quote, serious derelictions surrounding a trip Shulkin took to Europe with his wife. The tab for 10 days was $100,000. While in the UK, they accepted tickets to Wimbledon. The report also found his chief of staff doctored an email so taxpayers would cover the trip's expense. Trump announced the staff change, where else, on Twitter, writing, quote, I am pleased to announce that I intend to nominate highly respected Admiral Ronnie L. Jackson, MD, as the new Secretary of Veterans Affairs. In the interim, Honorable Robert Wilkie of DOD will serve as acting secretary. I am thankful for Dr. David Shulkin's service to our country and to our great veterans. And while Shulkin's rumored possible replacements ran the gamut from a Fox News host to a three-star Army general, the president's choice was a genuine surprise. He chose his doctor, the physician to the president, to run the second largest agency in all of our government, 10 times bigger than the FBI. You may remember the doctor from his memorable on-camera briefing after examining his patient, the president. U.S. Navy Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson was selected as White House physician back in 06. He previously treated President Obama. And just last week, he was promoted and received his second star. Here is a bit from that memorable briefing a few months back.
He has absolutely no, you know, cognitive or mental issues whatsoever, that he is very sharp. He has incredibly good genes, and it's just the way God made him. His heart is very healthy. He's very sharp, and, you know, he's very articulate when he speaks to me. More stamina and more energy than just about anybody there. The president's overall health is excellent. His cardiac health is excellent. He has incredible genes. I just assume remain fit for duty for the remainder of this term and even for the remainder of another term if he's elected.
The New York Times is reporting that former White House lawyer John Dowd was in contact with Michael Flynn and Paul Manafort's lawyers and talking about what they'd say if they pleaded guilty and cooperated with Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Three sources say that Mueller's team is now looking at the possibility that Dowd made pardon offers to both former Trump advisors last year because the president's team was concerned about what they might say if they struck a deal with the special counsel.
The former head of President Trump's legal team, John Dowd, raised the prospect of presidential pardons for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort, just as Special Counsel Robert Mueller was building a case against them. Three sources tell the New York Times that Dowd's conversation with Michael Flynn's lawyer occurred sometime after Dowd took over last summer as the president's personal lawyer, at a time when a grand jury was hearing evidence against Flynn on a range of potential crimes. The Times also reports that the pardon discussion with Paul Manafort's attorney came before his client was indicted in October. The Washington Post reports that one person familiar with the outreach said Dowd, over the summer, relayed to Manafort's lawyers that a pardon was a possibility. The FBI raided Manafort's home in the early morning hours of July 26th. Yesterday, Dowd told the New York Times, quote, there were no discussions, period. As far as I know, no discussion. White House Special Counsel Ty Cobb said in a statement, quote, I have only been asked about pardons by the press and have routinely responded on the record that no pardons are under discussion or under consideration at the White House. But others with roles in the Trump White House say there have been pardon conversations and are reportedly talking to the special counsel about it. Two people with knowledge tell the New York Times that during interviews with Mueller's investigators in recent months, current and former administration officials have recounted conversations they had with the president about potential pardons for former aides under investigation. According to a person briefed on the conversation in one meeting with lawyers from the White House counsel's office last year, Trump asked about the extent of his pardon power. The lawyers explained that the president's powers were broad, and in other meetings with senior advisors, two sources present say the president raised the prospect of pardoning Michael Flynn.
A district court judge has ruled that the emoluments case against Donald Trump can move forward. According to Bloomberg, Judge Peter Messate in Greenbelt, Maryland, rejected the Justice Department's argument to dismiss the lawsuit. The ruling was a huge blow for Trump, who swears there are no conflicts of interest and no violations of the Constitution's emoluments clauses. Detractors say, however, that world leaders and influential political organizations and leaders are actively using the Trump Hotel near the White House in a way that helps the Trump family profit. The ruling marks the first time that a lawsuit of this kind has cleared the initial legal hurdle, a finding that the plaintiffs have legal standing to sue the president in the first place. This case is one of three brought by the watchdog group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, or CREW. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.